Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball 9 to 11 like we do every Saturday morning. Today, reacting to a wild game one of the World Series and wondering how long it'll be maybe before the Fall Classic is a local story. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, David. Yeah, it was a very exciting game, and I think great for baseball, okay, because the rhetoric had been the Dodgers and how they just turn on the extra, you know, turbos to their machine in the postseason, and nobody can come close.
Well, the Blue Jays certainly ruined the ruination of baseball, because when you beat the Dodgers in game one and change the complexion of a series, I think most baseball experts had already awarded to the Dodgers, it gets people's interest. It piques your curiosity. It makes you wonder, could this be? It's not David versus Goliath, because the Blue Jays spend a lot and they're a big market behemoth, but I do think that they are the underdogs, and when you see something happen like a 9-run sixth inning, an 11-4 victory by the Blue Jays, you wonder what effect it'll have on the rest of the series.
David, no one was more delighted than, besides the Toronto Blue Jays and their fans, than Fox Television, because this will pique the interest of the average baseball fan who is not going to be interested in Toronto versus Los Angeles. It's not like last year's World Series where you had the New York Yankees versus the Dodgers, the ultimate in television watching, according to the networks, ultimate for Major League Baseball to sell their product at the highest rate. This is something that's going to continue into tonight and hopefully the rest of this series, to keep baseball fans interested in, quote-unquote, the extreme underdog, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Everybody loves an upset. I mean, sports are all about that. And you're right. More people are going to be inclined to casual sports fans tonight tune into Game 2 because of what happened in Game 1. And they think there isn't as much of a foregone conclusion as maybe many of us had decided it was. Dodgers in 6, Dodgers in 5. Oh, no. Dodgers in 4. Dodgers, Dodgers, Dodgers.
How much of that is football rhetoric, like, baseball, get out of the way?
Maybe,
okay?
Maybe.
I mean, it's like,
we're in Chicago, the Bears,
you know,
are on a four-game
Cubs are
streak.
Not involved. Yes. White Sox were never going to be involved,
right,
this year. get out of the Bears' way.
Can you just win already? And then go away, Dodgers.
But this was totally intriguing. Any baseball fan worth any salt whatsoever is going to be intrigued by this fact that it's the old Chicago headline. Sosa homers twice, Cubs lose. This is Ohtani homers, Dodgers lose.
And let's get to it, because I think last night was very compelling for a variety of reasons. None the least was the biggest one, and that came in the sixth inning. It's a tie game, 2-2, and it's a typical World Series taught good pitching, 2-2 game, and then the Blue Jays erupt for a record nine runs in it's a Blue Jay record, but there are only two other teams have scored more.
The 68 Tigers. One of them's the Cubs.
Well, the 68 Tigers and the 29 Athletics scored nine or more.
Off the Cubs.
Yes. Off the Cubs?
The 29, yeah.
That was 1929?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What was the press box like that day?
It was small. It was small. And we were all wearing wool suits and straw hats. But the reality is that it was an enormous comeback with things that had never happened before in the history of baseball.
So Addison Barger is a left-handed power hitter on the bench for the Blue Jays. Addison Barger is inserted as a pinch hitter by John Schneider because the Dodgers had brought in their own lefty. The Dodgers had brought in a left-hander to replace or to face the bulk of to face Barger. So Schneider pinch hits Barger. He gets up to the plate, and he replaces Davis Schneider, who was a teammate who was in left field, right-handed hitter. Davis Schneider is also the guy that let Addison Barger sleep on his couch the night before game one. That's another story. Nonetheless, here we are with Addison Barger at the plate, and he hits a pinch-hit grand slam. Pinch-hit grand slam in the World Series, and that is one of the biggest swings he'll ever make.
And the first time a pinch-hit grand slam has ever been hit in the World Series. So you have this happening, and then you have our friend Dan Plesac.
MLB Network put this out after the game, and it's very funny because Dan Plesac, who is a friend of the show, local guy from the region, also did some White Sox games in the booth on CHSN. This is what he predicted.
Bad intentions. Addison Barger, not in the starting lineup, but he will come off the bench and be a left-hander off the bench. And I'm telling you what, he's going to run into one, and the Rogers Center is going to come unglued.
You picked a guy that's not in the starting lineup.
Not in the lineup. He is going to come. He's going to get a pinch hit at bat in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning, and he's going to send this place into a frenzy.
Wow.
Barger sends a towering drive right center field. Kiss it goodbye. Barger has connected on a grand slam to break open game one and start this place shaking.
How in the world? How did you know? How did you know?
Because he's bad intentions. My home run hunch. You said he's not even in the lineup.
He wasn't even in the lineup.
I said, Greg, he's coming off the bench. Bad intentions.
Dan Plesac's a genius.
Dan Plesac is a genius.
Maybe not a genius, but the Kreskin of modern era.
Yes.
The guy that can predict the future. Well, again, a great call by our friend Dan Plesac.
It was hilarious.
Not afraid to, I'm not going to even say.
He goes out on a limb. He's not afraid to make a prediction, and he's not afraid to be wrong.
And one of the great guys in the game
of baseball. Yes, he definitely is. But John Schneider, the Blue Jays manager, saw what was happening, and you could say this was somewhat lucky because Sheehan was struggling, the righty. He comes in, makes a change. And Anthony Banda is the move that they went to, the left-hander. And Schneider wanted this to happen because Vlad Guerrero was on deck. And all he wanted to do with the bases loaded was, as he said after, get a sacrifice fly, put the ball in motion, get Barger to do something. Even though it was lefty-lefty, you didn't expect this. Barger had 22 home runs this year, and I think 21 of them were off right-handers. One off the left.
So Roberts brought him in.
Yeah, Roberts made the pitching change, and Schneider made the wanted to force it because Vlad Guerrero was on deck, and you would have righty versus lefty. As it turned out, you didn't need that because Barger cleared the bases.
He did. But the crux of the matter is, and it's a fascinating baseball story in my mind, is we talk about the Dan Wilsons of the world being the GOATs of series, not making certain moves.
And you don't mean the greatest of all time.
Right.
You mean the GOAT as in
the all-time idea about being a GOAT. And the fine line between the manager making a move and the players performing has gotten distorted, David. Okay? So Wilson makes that non-move, and he doesn't bring in his closer. The guy that he brought in had been getting the job done all year, and he gives up the home run. Is it the manager's mistake, or is it the player who didn't perform? Right?
It's always going to be the manager who gets a lot of the
blame. No, because in the world we live in now, they don't blame the player who gave up the home run. They blame the manager for putting him in.
I know.
Even though he's been the most reliable middle reliever that they've had.
Dan Wilson's going to have a long offseason in Seattle.
Right. But again, he doesn't swing the bat or throw the ball, right? So in the world that we live in now, it's always someone's fault. It's not somebody that outperformed the other player, right? It's not about credit. It's about who's screwed up. And it's the world we live in now. That's just reality of sports right now. It's always a coach's fault. That's why Aaron Boone took his team to the World Series last year. They were talking about him being fired 5 minutes after they were eliminated from the playoffs this year, okay? So it's no longer the player, it's the manager. And last night, if you believe in that theory, then you have to look at Dave Roberts of the Dodgers in the sixth inning with a 2-2 game, his pitcher having 85 pitches, and he walks the first hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's 101 managing late innings. If your starter, who's hardly ever in there in the sixth or seventh inning, walks a guy to begin an inning, he's out.
So are you saying that Dave Roberts should have stuck with Blake Snell?
No.
You're saying that...
I'm saying that at that point, that was the red flag for Roberts. My pitcher has had it, okay? He didn't have his stuff from the beginning, but he still managed to pitch a really nice ball game up to this point. Here's Dave Roberts on that situation.
I just thought tonight Blake just didn't have good fastball command. You know, he was working deeper counts. You know, when he had count leverage, you really couldn't put him away because they were putting the ball in play. And, you know, there were just a couple bad walks in there. But you got to give those guys credit. They certainly fought.
Now we get to the point Sean, you have this as well. We get to the point of he gets men on first and second. So he walks the first guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the red flag. For me, he's out, okay? Okay, Robert says it's Snell. He's been everything. He's been perfect during the playoffs. I'm sticking with him. Next guy singles, okay? He's not coming out, okay? Two times, all right? Next player walks. That's it. He's out. Okay. It's two at-bats too late, in my opinion. Here's Roberts and his thinking.
Kind of what did you see go wrong in the sixth inning, both with Blake and then the guys out of the pen?
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, Bichette's a tough guy to walk. You walk him, then Kirk does what he does, shoots the hole, and then, you know, you walk Varsho. And, you know, right there, that was going to be his last hitter, Varsho, but obviously he put Emmitt in a tough spot. And, you know, then he gets strike one on Clement, then a breaking ball is a little bit higher, and then, you know, the change up to Jimenez sort of, you know, was a big hit. And then obviously trying to keep the game close, and Barger hits a hanging slider. So we just didn't make pitches when we needed to keep that game close.
That's what it came down to. Bruce, did anything that happened last night change your outlook for the series?
Well, it did, only because the real weakness, David, of the Los Angeles Dodgers and their $320 million payroll is the underbelly of their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Bullpen is not that strong, okay? They try to piece it together all year. They have so much talent, so much good starting pitching, so much power and athleticism on the field that they still won 93 games, okay? So credit to the Dodgers and all the depth that they have. But getting into their bullpen and the at-bats that the Toronto Blue Jays can have and did have, the real story last night was the at-bats that they had. Two of those guys in that 9-run rally took 0-2 counts and walked, okay? That is, you know, you talk about a team that really functions well. That is the team that has the best at-bats, that has quality at-bats. And the interesting thing to me was that Barger, after the game, talked about what it was to be able to do function, you know, at a top level and where it came from. And he said, David, that in spring training, they concentrated on two major things, base running and situation hitting.
Mm-hmm. So that was a situation that's not going to get any bigger than
right.
that. But you cannot simulate that in spring training.
No.
You can't simulate how you're going to come up
with
the
bases. But you can train
loaded.
Yourself to hit the ball the other way, right? You can train yourself to lay a bunt down. You can. What you're doing is they were training their players to think the ball game, understand the ball game, as well as play the ball game. Something that's not done on every team these days.
Also, it also shows you what happens sometimes when you trust a left-handed power hitter to face a left-handed pitcher. Michael Bush.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. That's,
looking
I
for
mean,
the local connection well, there,
you've
Bruce.
You've been on that all year, well, and nobody can tell you you're wrong except for the under 200 batting average against lefties. However, the argument is you don't get to face lefties.
That's
so
a
how
good
can
point.
You get better, right?
Maybe Jared Banner, we're going to talk to him. He's assistant general manager and pro scouting director for the Cubs at 10 o'clock. That's going to be later in the show, as well as Doug Glanville, our guy who works for ESPN Radio. He's got a Substack that you want to check out. Welcome to Glanville. We'll talk to him at 10:30. Your call is along the way, 312-644-6767. Some of you already texting. We're going to play a game Chicago Bound and discuss what the Cubs might be looking at this offseason. And, of course, the ripple effect of a gambling scandal in the NBA. What does it mean to Major League Baseball, which has been through something like this not that long ago? It's been quite a week in the world of sports, and we're going to talk about all those things moving forward. 312-644-6767. Bruce, so tonight, momentum is only as good as the next night's starting pitcher. Is it easy? How easy will it be if you're covering this series? Do you think that the Dodgers, being the Dodgers, can just move on and not let that have any, not have one loss become two?
Well, they have a feather in their head by the name of Yamamoto, who is one of the great pitchers in the game right now. The Blue Jays arguably have their best pitcher in Gausman going, so it should be a heck of an, again, is it going to be a pitching matchup for six innings and then, you know, all heck breaks loose, or is it going to be straight through? Most of the games in the playoffs, David, you know, there's here and there where teams have broken out with double digits, but most of the games, the losing team has scored one run, maybe two sometimes, but one a lot.
You know what's remarkable about this series, among other things? I mean, it's a World Series, and you've got Vlad Guerrero and Shohei Ohtani. You've got all of the matchups that you talk about, but Max Scherzer on the Blue Jays, Clayton Kershaw on the Dodgers, two future Hall of Famers, neither one really in a role where is going to be a primary role where they're counted on the way they have been throughout the courses of their careers. I don't even know if you'll see Kershaw. He didn't pitch in the NLCS. And Scherzer, I think he's going to pitch. I would not want to be John Schneider telling him that he's not going to pitch because this is Mad Max's time of year.
We saw how he reacted the last time that Schneider came out to try to take him out of a game.
Yeah.
It's like, no, is he?
So those two guys at the top of their game.
You know, will they be start? Will Scherzer start, or will both of them be semi-old-timers game guys that go in as blowout pitchers?
Well, Kershaw is probably, in this case, at this time, a mop-up guy.
Yeah.
I think Scherzer probably would be in a bigger position to start a game and win one.
The way he pitched in the playoffs.
You've got to go back to him.
You do. But, again, the expectations, David, are so different. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Dodgers are vulnerable. Because the expectations are not what the Dodger pitchers did to Milwaukee in the NLCS, where they went eight innings, right?
Right.
That's not the expectation.
That's not it.
The expectation is Yamamoto, who can do that, will probably go, if he's doing well, he'll probably go six and maybe seven if he's doing great. Then you turn it over to the bullpen, and it's a totally different game. Everybody exhales, and everybody on the Toronto bench is taking different at-bats against the Dodger bullpen.
Let's squeeze in a quick phone call before we break. Ron is on the south side. Ron, welcome inside the clubhouse. How are you this morning?
I'm good. And, Dave, I'm correct, because I agree with you. You said the Blue Jays in seven yesterday. Am I correct?
No, I did not. Nope. I said Dodgers in six. Dustin said Blue Jays in seven.
That's right. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Because I'm going with Blue Jays in seven. And I usually don't put as much emphasis on home field advantage. I think they had the best record in baseball this year. And I just think because of that, I think it'll get close. But, hey, guys, I got a little good nugget for you all. When you all talk about Ohtani, and that was probably one of the best postseason performances, let me throw some out at you. Game 7 of the World Series, 1967, struck out 10 batters, gave up 3 hits, and he hit a home run. And it was the third win in the World Series that he won. The great Bob Gibson. You got to put that right there, guys. Complete game.
That's a good memory, Ron. Bob Gibson. I think, though, the fact that Ohtani...
Ron, the reason emphasizes it is he threw a complete game, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
We're talking about, you know, 6 2/3 innings, right? Or was that what he threw?
But 3 homers.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's a good
I understand. I mean, you can't minimize...
Reggie Jackson, 3 homers.
You can't minimize what Ohtani did.
Right.
I mean, it's among the greatest, more important games in history ever. It's going to stay there, okay? There's no minimizing it. But forgetting history, like Ryan reminds us, is always a mistake as well.
312-644-6767. Call or text. Let us know what you think about what you watched last night and what it means. And also look ahead to the Cubs and White Sox's offseason. We'll continue to talk about that. When we come back, that will be the topic of our conversation. Who is possibly Chicago bound? Keep it right here. It's Inside the Clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm gonna tell you something that you all should know. Chicago is the greatest place I ever know. I'm gonna stay in this town. I'm gonna live in this town. I'm gonna live in Chicago, it's the greatest place around.
The Cubs and Sox are off for the winter, but inside the clubhouse starts the hot stove discussion now. David and Bruce take a look at which free agents and trades the Cubs and Sox should explore. Will they trade for a top pitcher or player? Is free agency the way the North and South Siders go? You help them make the call. 312-644-6767.
Greg Council's Cubs will take on Dylan Cease for San Diego.
Yeah, Dylan Cease finished fourth in the Cy Young voting last year. Not been quite that kind of year for him this year.
And Hap swings and misses here. Cease gets him again, make it 1-for-22. Suzuki strikes out on a devilish slider, the second strikeout for Dylan Cease. But he strikes out swinging again, swords up for Cease. You get a 3-2 breaking ball. Another strikeout, that's 4 for Cease. Back to the heater, 100 from Dylan Cease for another punch out.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Chicago bound is Dylan Cease coming back to the city where he made his major league debut with the White Sox, spent several years here, drafted by the Cubs. He is a free agent, and he is the second highest WAR of all available free agent pitchers, Bruce. Chris Sale being the top one, but he has a team option. Dylan Cease will be the pitcher that so many teams pursue. What are the chances the Cubs get him?
Bring him back?
Bring him back to the team and the organization that drafted him. He was part of that 2014 draft, I believe, and he's one of these pitchers that is a difference maker. So
I'm going to read you some stats. Okay. And then you tell me if this is the power arm that the Cubs weren't able to get last year in the offseason, at the trading deadline.
And what they need.
And what they need.
What they need.
2021, 226 strikeouts. 2022, 227. 23, 214 strikeouts. 24, 2024. 224. Last year, 215. All in the top five of strikeout pitchers all those years. That is the power arm of Dylan Cease.
That's
now,
the only pitcher
with
who's
that comes
who's
walks,
been top five.
Right?
Yes.
Always in the top five in walks for starting pitchers. 78, 79, 68, 71 over the last 4 years. Last 6 years, twice he led the league.
You can drive
walks.
Up his pitch count. You
right.
can. He can be
that
a little
is,
bit
that's
wild.
The Achilles heel is the five-inning start for Dylan Cease.
Five. Heck, he only gave the Padres 3 2/3 when he played the Cubs in the playoffs.
Right. So, and again, it can be 100 pitches within 4 2/3 innings, right?
Yes. That is all true, Bruce. And at the same time, he's good enough to get on a run and to be commanding enough to be in the Cy Young conversation.
Here's the most interesting stat that I could come up with on your opinion and our listeners, 312-644-6767. Since 2019, okay, since 2019, 50 innings in the 2020, okay. Since 2019, he has never missed a start.
He's durable. He gets the ball every fifth day.
Let me just say this again. Hasn't been on the IL, hasn't missed a start in 7 years.
Remarkable for a guy who throws that hard.
Remarkable. So is that a positive at age 30 or is it a negative? Is it, gee, he's the most durable pitcher in baseball who throws as hard as anybody, or is it he now likely to break down because he hasn't missed any
starts? He turns 30 next year. It's not like he's an old man. He is
32, 33, 32, 31, 32.
All right, we'll get out to the phone lines, but this is what you're looking at. Estimates. Spot Rack
no
estimated.
No one else has done that, by the way.
The projected contract for Dylan Cease, according to Spot Rack, would be somewhere in the neighborhood of maximum 6 years, $158 million. So you're talking about less than 30 per for a long-term contract. That pitchers that get long-term contracts, yes, it does scare you, but you are the Cubs. You forget need a power arm.
You forget who his agent is.
Tell me.
Who do you think?
It's Scott Boras.
Of course.
So, yes, Scott Boras is going to get the best deal out there, the longest terms available, and the Cubs have to be in that conversation. I think the Cubs have to be in that conversation. And we can talk about what they're going to do with Kyle Tucker and how they pivot if they don't sign him. But you are looking for a power arm, and you have a 30-year-old Dylan Cease who is there, and all it would take is money.
David, according to MLB insiders that I know, people in the know and other organizations, they feel the Cubs will be up there among the top suitors for Dylan Cease.
So this is more than just conjecture. It's more than just conversation. You think the Cubs are going to pursue Dylan Cease based on your information?
I would say there is a highly for sure that he's going to be looked at by the Cubs and continue to be pursued. Now, does next year after this season, 2027, cause pause for any team giving long-term contracts?
Every team.
Period. Right.
Every team.
Right. Because if you assume, which is something I never like to do, if you assume that there's going to be a salary cap in baseball after a long work stoppage, will a contract like this be 20%, 15%, 25% of some of the payrolls that are out there?
708 texts in. Not good when it matters most. Would not overpay. Another 708. Trade for Alcantara instead. Sandy Alcantara. They already have Kevin. 563. I wouldn't want Cease. Look at all the ex-Sox players the Cubs have acquired. Almost every one have been busts. That's you disregard that. It doesn't have any bearing on whether or not Dylan Cease would help you get closer to winning a pennant. And I think that if you put him at the top of your rotation, Horton, Cease, Steele, Tyone, Boyd, boom.
I'm going to make it a little bit more uncomfortable for you, David.
Oh, I'm very uncomfortable, Bruce. Very
uncomfortable. Would you take the Shota Imanaga money and transfer it into Dylan Cease?
I would say if you're asking which pitcher would I rather invest $22 million, $25 million in next year, I would answer Dylan Cease.
Right. So Imanaga, if the Cubs pick up his 3-year option, will make $20 million next year, $20 million the next year after that, and $18 million in the last year of the contract.
I would be cautious with that investment.
If they don't pick it up, the next move is Shota saying that he's either going to play for the $15 million this year or refuse his part of the option And then the Cubs have a chance to offer him a qualifying offer, which will be in the area of $22
million. I would think if that's a one-year $22 million agreement and contract with Shota, I would think that's a pretty good deal.
So
for 1 year.
So if it's only a one-year commitment, will that allow you the flexibility to say, okay, we'll sign Cease to a $5 or $6 million deal. We'll deal with the extra money in this year's contract for our pitching staff. We'll win a World Series, and then we'll worry about the rest of it after the lockout strike is dealt with.
I like that idea because I like the notion of the Cubs being fixated on winning a World Series in 2026 because it's there for the taking. They have opened the window, and it's wide open. And you go out and you have an aggressive offseason. You add Dylan Cease. You add a power bat. Yes, you re-sign Shota. You're talking postseason possibilities. Mitch is in Byron. Mitch, welcome inside the clubhouse. How are you?
I'm well, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a couple quick points, and I'll get out of the way. First of all, by proxy, Cub fans have got to love the fact that a guy named Addison put the dagger in the Dodgers last night. Second of all, yeah, as far as free agent possibilities, I think it's 1 and 1A, Dylan Cease or Shane Bieber. And that's, I think those are the two most prominent guys that I would like to see the Cubs pursue. And thanks for taking my call. I'll listen to your reply.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate the phone call.
Is Bieber the Boyd of 2026?
That could be that cheap. Don't you think it'd be more expensive than Matthew Boyd was?
He's hitting about 92, 93.
Shane Bieber, you would take him too. I would prefer Cease just because the age and a few other reasons.
The recovery situation is similar to Boyd. You know, mm-hmm. He's coming back. He pitched well for another team, like Boyd did for Cleveland going into the playoffs. He's well thought of. He's not a dominant fastball pitcher at this stage, but still has really good stuff and knows how to get people out.
Got a break, but I want you to just reiterate what you have heard and what you believe. Dylan Cease is a free agent pitcher the Cubs likely will pursue, and the potential price tag of $150 million over 6 years would not be prohibitive.
I don't know that last part.
Okay.
I do know the rest is true. I don't know, what type of blank check that Scott Boras is going to want for his client. Again, the market determines years and money, right?
He's likely to be
is Cease the best free agent pitcher that's going to be out there?
Framber Valdez, he's going to be out there.
All right.
I don't think any – I think – Carson Kelly may not like that idea.
How much memory loss do general managers have to move forward with these things when they know that Cease has had trouble at times getting through five innings, even though his stuff is off the chart?
That's a good question about Dylan Cease. Do you think Freddie Peralta will be traded by the Brewers?
I don't
think
so.
And they'd never trade him to the Cubs, would they?
Never is a long time.
Ever?
Never is a long time. I mean... You know, would the White Sox trade Sammy Sosa to the Cubs?
Never happened. All right, we come back. Big story in sports gambling this week with the NBA. Does it have ripple effects and how it affects MLB? We'll talk about it next. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Score.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
I think it's a privilege to work in Major League Baseball and to be a Major League Baseball player. Often, when you have a privilege, it comes with obligations. The obligation in this case is to stay away from gambling because it involvement with gambling by people who work in the game and can influence outcomes reflects and presents a threat to the integrity of the game. So that's a category of people. Fans are different. You know, the government, you know, in this case, the Supreme Court, paved the way for legalization of sports betting. Fans want to engage with the game in that way. They present no threat to the integrity of the game or a minimal threat to the integrity of the game. And as a result, we have different rules that apply to those fans and have taken advantage of that business opportunity. I don't see any inconsistency between those two rules. I really don't.
It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Thank you to the Dan Patrick Show for that clip of Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, talking about the delicate balance in the relationship between sports gambling and
what are your thoughts on that?
The integrity of the game in terms of
what Manfred said.
Well, I think
there's no direct correlation between concern between the fan being the sports better and the sport itself.
You always have concerns. I think you've got to have concerns with how pervasive sports gambling has been and has become. The legalization of sports gambling has created an industry that has frankly helped sports media survive and thrive.
The clip's from a year ago,
but
by the way,
I
roughly
think
a year ago this
that
time.
When you talk about what's happened this week, where in the NBA, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups were two of 34 people, arrested as part of a years-long investigation over a dozen states and tens of millions of dollars by the FBI. Bruce, I think that the how extensive and pervasive sports gambling has become might have helped detect the irregularity in the case of Terry Rozier, in the case of Chauncey Billups. So I think that there's always going to be a line that people are going to cross, but as long as everybody knows where that line is, I think that sports gambling, there's a way to balance the pros and the cons, and there's a way to, yes, to appreciate and engage your fan base without having to worry about the integrity of the sport.
The comment was made a year ago on the Dan Patrick Show. Would his comments now be different? Would it be more couched?
I don't think that it is that different. I think that you still, the way, okay, sports gambling and the way that leagues have aligned themselves and collaborated and benefited profited from their alliances and partnerships with sports gambling entities has been good for the sport financially. There is a responsibility because, and it's difficult because you want to engage the fan bases, but you'd want to make sure, and you have to have a checks and balances system in place that prevents it from getting out of hand.
On May 13th, I asked Craig Counsell about Pete Rose having the suspension lifted and his take on sports gambling and how it impacts players and the game itself right now.
Did you hear the Pete Rose news, and if so, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm good for Pete. Yeah, I'm happy for him, and he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
It's not an easy subject matter these days, is it? Really, gambling versus not gambling.
I think professional sports and their relationships with gambling has changed significantly. Yeah. And then hopefully, on the other end, we're all a little more educated on it as well. But it's part of us for sure. And there's going to be some bad things that come from it. There's a bad thing that, I don't know, the other day in Houston, a bad thing came from it. There's going to be some issues with it.
That was Craig Counsell. In May, a month later, Cleveland Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were put on paid administrative leave because of suspicions based on their role in...
And that went through the entire season.
And that went through the entire season. It lasted the rest of the
year. Until now.
Yeah, it was a gambling investigation. There was suspicious betting activity on their specific outings in games in June.
Some sources told me that there's a likelihood that neither pitcher might be able to play in MLB ever again.
That's understandable. There are lines that you cannot cross. I think Craig Counsell is exactly right. That doesn't mean that you look at sports gambling and its association or involvement with professional sports leagues or professional media or media companies as a negative thing. There are positives that could come with that. Fan engagement.
There's always
profit.
A disclaimer, right? Gamble responsibly.
At the end of every ad, we talked about this yesterday. I'm a paid spokesperson for FanDuel. A lot of us do those things. And at the end, and they read it really fast, call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you think you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or whatever the number may be. And you have to do things that are responsible if you're going to expand the reach of and the involvement of give people a chance to bet on sports. There's always going to be the best approach is moderation. And there are lines you can't cross.
Counsell and other deep thinking sports people who are in the know and also involved deeply in the game are concerned about the well-being of the players and the things that young people might get themselves into.
Well, that's a fair concern.
And they're in Houston, what he was alluding to was that somebody came out on the field and it was considered somebody that had bet on the game and was upset with a player, mm-hmm. and they were coming after the player. Mm-hmm. That's scary.
That's scary. I think that it's scary because it creates a new thing to be concerned about, but I don't think it's a situation that is, it's not going to change. It's only going to be more prevalent than less.
When we're going to close out this segment and we'll get back to your phone calls at 312-644-6767 after our next guest, Assistant General Manager of the Cubs, Jared Banner. But David, once these NBA people are offered deals to squeal out other people they know that have been gambling in the sport, how vast can this be with not only NBA, but all of sports?
That's a question that kept Adam Silver up this week, I'm sure, because the integrity of the sport is something he's paid well to maintain. And he's got to be concerned, because once you don't have that, you have fans who are concerned and don't believe the outcomes are authentic, then you lose your fan base.
Remember the Astros scandal in cheating, and how they offered complete amnesty for all the players mm-hmm. if they had admit that they cheated. And, you know, there was residual damage, you know, collateral damage, where it cost people like both managers their jobs for a year, suspended for a year from baseball. So these are things to look at and to keep in mind as we watch these things develop.
Yeah, you can't hide from it. It's right in your face, and it will continue to be, and the conversation will be ongoing. We're going to switch the subject next when we come back. As Bruce said, Jared Banner, the Cubs assistant general manager and pro scouting director, will join us next on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.